There I was confronted by the teamster who had been in the restaurant. With him were Branch Isom and 10 or 12 more. Had I known more about the character of Stonehill, I would have brought up the rifle to a strong defensive posture then and there. It would have been all bluff, however. The rifle wasn't loaded. Isom's eyes drew narrow and cold.
You're the boy that wanted to be paid to come up from Indianola.
And you're the gentleman who offered to let me pay for the privilege of working.
Isom's gaze fell to the rifle.
Where did you get that?
I realized he knew very well.
Some raiders attacked a cart train I was with. One of them left it there.
I doubted that these men knew for certain that the raider had been killed. Looking from one hostile face to another, I decided my life would not be worth a second-hand chew of tobacco if I told them.
I believe you stole it.
I picked it up off the field of battle.
I'd read somewhere about the spoils of war belonging to the victors, but this didn't seem an appropriate time to go into history. One of the teamsters pointed to the weapon.
It's Fitz's rifle, all right. Got his initials carved on the stock.
Isom took a step toward me and stopped. I could see little of his eyes because of the heavy red brows.
What happened to the man who carried it?
I suspected they had guessed, but were not quite certain. It was not my place to bear ill tidings to strangers.
You should know better than I do. You were there with him.
I did not see Isom's fist coming, but a sledgehammer could not have struck me harder. I staggered backward with lights flashing in my eyes. He hit me again and I landed on my back on top of my rolled up blankets. The rifle fell. I acted by instinct, though not very well. I got to my feet, took a couple of hard swings at him and missed, and then was knocked down again for my trouble. I scrambled at him from hands and knees and managed to get both arms around his legs, tripping him. We rolled in the dirt. I hit him 3 or 4 times, but never as hard as he hit me. From the first, it was clear I was going to lose. Toward the end, I was seeing through a painful blur. Thomas and Kirby Canfield had walked up. Kirby seemed about to come to my aid, but Thomas held him back. It was my fight. It came to me later, when I knew him better, that Thomas Canfield was not a crusader. He did not go rushing about looking for other people's fights. He would have taken no part in the Mexicans' fight against the raiders had he not had a shipment of freight on their carts. He took no part in my fight. Had it been over something or someone who belonged to him, he would have. At last I was lying, beaten, hardly able to move. Branch Isom had his knee on my chest.
Now, boy, you tell me what happened to Fitz.
Thomas Canfield eyed Isom.
Let him up, Isom.
Isom glanced at him with uncertainty.
This is not your affair.
I believe it is. I killed your man, Fitz.
Isom pushed to his feet.
He wasn't my man, Canfield. He quit me on the trail.
Only after I shot him. He was your man, Isom. You led him, and you killed a man of mine who was worth more than 12 of you and the scoundrels who hang around with you in this scabby town.
It came to me suddenly that they were about to try to kill one another, and I was lying on the ground between them. But I couldn't move. I lay there trembling, not able even to breathe.
You're wrong, Canfield.
You're a liar.
Fury flashed in Isom's eyes, and his hand went to the pistol. As I watched, he drew it from the holster and then stopped. The muzzle pointed more or less at me. The fury in his eyes melted to something else, to uncertainty, to fear. I turned my head toward Canfield and saw that his pistol was up and aimed straight at Isom. His finger was tight on the trigger. In his eyes was a cold hatred far removed from the quick fury that had drained from Isom's. I could see his finger turning white. I lay paralyzed with fear of my own, knowing that if he fired, Isom's last convulsive act might be to kill me. Isom tried to bring up the muzzle of his pistol, but couldn't. He seemed frozen, staring into the face of death. After what seemed an age, he let his pistol slip back into its holster.
I see no reason to kill you, Canfield.
For another heartbeat, Canfield seemed still determined to fire. But the moment it slipped away from him, Isom's hand lifted clear, showing he was no longer a threat. If Canfield had intended to shoot him, he'd waited too long. For a moment, he had had all the excuse he needed. No one could have blamed him. Now, that moment was gone. Isom swallowed. His eyes cut away from Canfield, betraying his fear. From where I lay, I could see his legs tremble, even if others could not. Canfield lowered his pistol reluctantly. Regret was in his eyes, regret that he had not followed through when the moment was right. I couldn't know then how he would grieve in later years over that missed opportunity. Isom backed slowly away, trying to recover the lost bravado, to deny he had shown the feather. He reached for strength, but never quite found it.
You watch what you say about me, Canfield. I won't stand still for your slander.
Canfield said nothing. There was no need, for he had made his point and had shown himself a stronger man. Isom watched narrowly until the rancher's pistol finally returned to its holster. Only then did Isom turn away, walking unsteadily into the nearest dram shop. Some of the dozen or so men followed him. Others simply pulled back to some distance and kept watching. Isom's defeat had been their own, for now at least. A sense of humiliation clung to them. Kirby Canfield let the tension drain away.
You beat him, big brother. In front of everybody. That should be the last trouble we'll ever have from Branch Isom.
If you believe that, then you're a fool. He'll have to get back at us now or leave here for good.
He turned to me, catching me under the arms and helping me to wobbly feet.
You put up a good fight, Sawyer, for a boy in your condition. I should have stopped it sooner. In a way, it was my fight, not yours.
The two Canfields helped me away. It would have been easy for the remaining Isom crowd to have shot any or all of us in the back. The Canfields did not deign to look behind them. I could not. After a little while, they sat me down on the edge of a wooden porch at the Hines store.
Kirby, go fetch the wagon here.
When Kirby went to obey, Thomas turned to me.
I told you you'd find no friends in this town.
I know.
Listen, I can't pay you much because I have very little cash money. But there's room for you at our place if you want to work and are in no hurry to run up a fortune.
I might stay at least a little while.